Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody, it's May 2nd, 2021, and you are listening live to the Overseas Connection podcast. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, a more intimate setting of Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, Kim. And Robin Tate.
Sorry, hello, good morning. Shit, it's good evening. Hello there.
Yes.
It's Robin Tate here. Hi, I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland, and I'm not quite with it. But hello. Hi. Good to see you, sexy people.
Are you ever with it? Because
I know. No, yeah. Not buying it. Not buying it at all. But good to have you on the show, Robin.
Thank
good
you.
To have the core. I'm going to call us the core now. We are the core.
Fucking losers that only want to show up.
Yeah, what you're saying. Granted, as I say this, of course, I may not be on the show next week. Plans pending.
Just hanging the sign up now. Help wanted. Yeah. Please apply. Bring the
now
sign
we're
in.
We're going to have to start recording on odd days, doing kind of like what the Xbox 2 podcast does, where they where they can't do it on a Sunday, they do it on a Saturday or a Friday, whatever.
I don't think there's any threat. It's just there's been a lot of life stuff going on with people of late.
There has been.
If you're interested in coming onto the show and trying yourself out for a while, you're more than welcome. So just contact Greg or myself or Kim, and we'll get you sorted for and see if it all fits. You know, there's the three things.
We'll be gentle.
You know, can you do it? Will you do it? And will you fit in? And if those three things are ticked, you're on the show.
Yeah, I think that's about the way it works.
And you pay.
Yeah, you do pay. It is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as much as played every week.
Hey, enough of that. We're a video game podcast. We talk about video games at some point, so just in case you're wondering. And so we also talk about life. We talk about just everything going on, hence the life gets in the way thing. But we are every Sunday-ish, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the only place that matters to Kim, which is her time zone, Central. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube when all the technology works as we want it to. And we also download an audio version. So you might be like grooving to the oldies, doing some Wii Fit sports or something, and you're working out right now. You could be listening to us. How exciting would that be? We also like to acknowledge birthdays. And we have a few birthdays this week, so we want to talk about them. I have to give props to my dad, who turned 81 yesterday.
Yeehaw.
Crazy talk.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had not had him in the last week's birthday mentions, but I wanted to make sure I gave him props today. So happy birthday, Dad. And then, of course, Dan Tilson. He has a birthday on May 7th. It's, you know, Dan is getting up there. 64. Almost retirement age. It's incredible.
Wow. He is an old fucker.
Yeah. And then just one day later, and ironically, 1 year older than Dan is Kevin Fairweather, turning 65 on
May 8th. What's his gamer tag, man?
I don't recall.
Are you sure you don't pronounce it properly or anything? Or?
No, I don't. If I had it in front of me, I would absolutely crush it. I kid you not. I would totally do it.
Happy birthday, people.
Yes.
It's nice to have birthdays.
Yeah. Robin's going to play you a birthday song.
Yeah. Or sing it if you want.
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
Gentleman is not recognized.
Oh, Adam.
That is about the way I would sing it, though, I have to admit. It really is.
I've heard.
You have to get in the crackling, the squeak. It's all there.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday, everybody. And with that said and done, we're just going to move right along into story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Awesome.
Awesome indeed. Let's talk some story time. Kim, start us off. What's up with the Wi-Fi repeater?
Oh, as you know, I got a Ring security camera, and it's down by my old house at our lower driveway, so I can see who pulls in our lower driveway. Well, the little plug-in type Wi-Fi extenders, you know, you can buy them, put them around your house, and they're supposed to extend your Wi-Fi. Well, it didn't quite reach far enough for the security camera, so I had to buy a outdoor repeat. Well, I set it up as a repeater, but you can set it up for different things. And it's, you know, weather resistant, that sort of thing. And I've got it mounted on the side of my house, and it extends my Wi-Fi to the security camera. So
nice. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I did it all by myself.
Good job. Well done.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. You put your security cameras on the outside. I have my security cameras on the inside, as noted by this lovely image on my phone right now, so I can keep track of all the people we have prisoner here.
Yep. Funny, and on the same subject, I mean, I've installed some new cams, Kamalas, so and I have cams inside and outside. We're on very dodgy ground here because we're not really supposed to have internal cameras because of the foster kids, but I have them in the hallway, the kitchen, the bathroom. The hallway, the kitchen.
Bad form, Robin. Yeah.
But I added two more Google Nest cams. So that's four of those. And I put them up. I think I'd said I got them, but now they're installed. And I still really like those. So there's the two. Yeah, so covered everywhere now. I kind of think that if somebody's going to break in, they're going to break in, whether you have an alarm on or not. And I think cameras maybe are a deterrent more than anything else. So
I think the reality is the cameras really are there for after the crime.
Mm.
Trying to identify the perpetrator.
The interesting thing I find about them is in the middle of the night, coming in the morning and looking at the, you know, a fox or a cat or a couple of cats or, you know, something, you know, the wee small hours of the morning, catching some wildlife walking around. I think that's quite cool.
Now, is that in the process of you identifying which animal is going to be next on the chopping block?
Oh, well, we'll get to that shortly. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Kim, besides the Wi-Fi repeater, looks like you've been doing quite a bit of handiwork.
I know, right? I bought a dresser because I needed room. I bought a bunch more blue jeans and stuff because I lost some weight, and I was running out of room because I only have the one dresser, and I didn't really want to hang them up in my closet. So I bought a new dresser, put it together. It took me like twice to put it together because I only read the directions like once. So I kind of put a shelf in wrong, and then I couldn't figure out why I couldn't slide the drawer in. Well, there's little tabs that are on the back to keep the drawer from falling out. Well, I put them in backwards, so the tabs were on the front. You know.
Yeah.
So,
there's nothing worse than when you're building, like, IKEA furniture, that kind of thing, and you get, like, halfway through it. And IKEA furniture, it is relatively straightforward to put together. However, a lot of the parts, they seem like they really are designed. They can go any direction. And so there's been more than a few times where I've been putting together a bookshelf or something, and it's like you realize suddenly the shelf is turned around backwards. You're like,
absolutely. And you're like three quarters of the way done and
you almost take it all apart.
And yourself there in the back. And there's that moment you come and you just go, fuck.
And then immediately what happens is then you start to debate, is it necessary for it to be in right? That's always the debate with me, is can I get away with it being the way it is?
You also get
out of 10, not the case.
You also get to the point where you've built it so well and everything's just tight and perfect.
Yep.
And then you do the and you take it apart and it starts to go back very quickly and shoddily. At that point,
100%.
Right.
Pissed off and you just want to be done with it. I generally like IKEA building. I think it's like like adult Lego. I have fun with it. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have
yeah, I
a
got
fond
a nice fan from them, and it's fun.
Yeah, I have an appreciation for how they lay things out, and I especially like when other companies now are kind of mimicking what IKEA does in terms of,
yep.
you know, meatballs. Having all of the parts, oh. having all of the nuts and bolts in different like sections on a sticky board, if you will. Anyway,
it's also nice when they bite the meatballs once. That I was getting smothered by the jam. I was in bed, like drowning in that whatever the fuck that jam is.
Is that lingonberry jam? I believe.
I have no idea what that is. It's just the stuff that you get with the meatballs. It's like sweet jam. I mean, if somebody said have a spoonful of strawberry jam with your McNuggets, you'd go, "What?" But actually, it probably was pretty good, wouldn't it?
Well, here's a recipe for you guys. So yes. I don't know if you've ever just like cooked up meatballs as like an appetizer.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't last that long. Okay.
Yeah, so just meatballs with like a little, you know, your little toothpicks or whatever. You can pick them out and eat them. So
miniature food. We're talking about miniature food here.
Miniature food.
I love miniature food. Isn't it? And you always have to have three of every miniature food. I love it.
Exactly.
With but little pies.
Cook your meatballs up. And then for the sauce, take barbecue sauce. I recommend Casey Masterpiece. That's kind of my go-to sauce. But take barbecue sauce, little bit of butter, melted butter. And so you'll have to kind of proportion it out. Usually I'll do like half a stick of butter. And then grape jelly, Concord grape jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to mix that in there. You heat it up. It makes and you can add a little cayenne pepper if you want to get it hot. Give it a little kick.
Hip.
Fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. There you go.
Okay. All right.
It will be a surefire hit if you go to a party, you bring those meatballs. Everybody will love your balls.
I just love it. Well, okay. Well, that brings me on to something I should have started with, actually. There have been complaints.
There have been complaints.
About your
From me.
Okay.
Oh.
Last week's show had to be one of the most uncomfortable shows to listen to for any male out there. I see Matt in Twitter was complaining about it. He felt physically sick after listening to the show. And it got progressively worse as it went on when we were talking about the cameras up your member.
No.
You were talking about the snip and how why sore it was. And the nurse saying, "This is going to hurt."
Right.
And all of this stuff, just it was, oh my goodness, it was excruciating. I felt the pain. I felt the pain. Even Boomer, star of the show, felt the pain.
Yeah.
So please don't talk about that again.
We'll do our best to try and refrain. But I mean, sometimes these things have to be talked about. You know, we
testicle talk.
Sometimes you have to have a little testy talk.
I don't know. I wasn't bothered by it at all. So, whatever.
I don't know.
Well, besides the ball and snips complaints, Robin, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Okay, well, lots. I wasn't on last week. Thank you. It was my 24th wedding anniversary.
Twice
I have 24 years a slave. Thank you very much. And we had a lovely night. We stayed up to at least 9:30. Now, we got the kids to bed and we watched a nice movie and we had a few drinks. Well, no, it's wrong. I thought I was picking out a nice romantic movie, maybe a bit of a that Judith and I hadn't seen before. And I had one of those films where I've just, you know, missed out. So we watched Gone Girl. I didn't really look into it that much, and I kind of realized when we were almost all the way through it that this is maybe not the right signal to be giving out on your 24th wedding anniversary. If you've seen the film, you know exactly what I mean. It's very good. Wow, she's brilliant, the baddie. So wow, you know, that was good. So, yeah, that was that. It was 24th wedding anniversary. So it all kind of went a bit wrong then on Saturday evening. We had some first world problems. I was out topping up the hot tub, as you do, you know, it's a like a first world problem thing.
Right.
You know, water goes after a while and changes the filters. Anyway, I had the garden hose in the hot tub and I was starting to walk away off the bandstand, and the vicious snake of a hose, the serpent, jumped up out of the hot tub and went and started to spray me. And I tried to run away. In fact, I ran away. And I was successful at running away.
The problem is,
but my Samsung Galaxy Ultra Note £1,000 phone decided it was had enough of the running away, and it jumped out of my shorts and landed flat on its face and smashed its glass. And when I opened the cover off from Canada, Canadian covers, the back glass was also smashed as well. And the screen wouldn't light up either, so it was screwed.
I will say that's one of my biggest complaints about the new phones, and I think Apple's moved away from it, but Samsung does the glass back to their phones. I don't get it. Yeah.
Practical.
By the way, for the front of your phone, for the glass, I highly recommend, there's a company called, happen to have it right here, Unique Me.
It's perfect.
They make screen protectors, but they're glass. Oh. So they do the touch sensitivity nicely, and they legitimately work. I have dropped my phone a few different times. That screen protector has cracked, mm-hmm. but the screen underneath, perfectly fine.
I'm writing down Unique Me. I am frightened to see what comes up when I Google that. But
Search on Amazon. Don't search on just the web.
So anyway, this is a nice then a compliment. So sort of compliment. So that was on Saturday. On Saturday, I phoned Vodafone, who is my network provider, and said, "Look, guys, I done a boo boo. This is what's happened. But I need a phone. Can we get it sorted?" The girl, after eventually you get through, it's like an hour later, you get through, and she said, "Well, best thing to do is go to one of our stores, and if you go to one of our stores, they'll replace it there and there for you." I went, "Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, you know, Mr. Tate, you spend £150 to £250 a month on your phone bill. You're a prime customer, and you've been with us for 20 years. So, yes, no problem, sir." So on Monday, then I was... went to one of the stores, and the guy came to the door of the store, unlocked it, slightly put his head around the corner and went, "Yes, we can't serve you until Friday because of lockdown." Of the shops in Northern Ireland were open until last Friday. So that was then a day lost. So that was bad. In England, the shops were open, but in Northern Ireland, no. So I went home, got home, and about 7 o'clock, I phoned Vodafone.
Okay.
And said, "Look, this is what's happened." Went through the whole process again. "Okay, sir, not a problem. We're going to cover it. We'll get you a phone sent out. It'll be 3 to 5 days. So that was 7 o'clock in northern Mexico, okay, that I ordered my phone. Mm-hmm. And at 12 o'clock the next day, midday, the phone arrived.
Wow.
And I thought, that's pretty good. So then I went and ordered myself this nice leather cover. It's a bit bigger than normal. So my last one was like a carbon fiber thing, but I thought, no, I'm going to try and cover it all up. Okay. Saying that, if they had said, "Do you want to change your phone?" I would have went back to Apple like a flash. Anyway, so good service from Vodafone. Thank you very much for that. Crunchy. So we've had a hell of a weekend here. So yesterday, Judith went into the town to do some shopping, and I got a telephone call from her. "I've crashed the car!" So she had an accident.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she's okay.
She is okay. The car is very sad. Bless her heart. Do you know what? I told her to frig away off into town and do a bit of shopping yesterday morning.
Right.
Because I think just things were getting on top of her. She's given all this wonderful advice to everybody else and be calm and have a cup of tea and relax. And she's been too busy
right.
herself.
Right.
And I think she was just stressed yesterday, and that just put her over the edge. Bless her heart, she's never had a car accident that was ever her fault. A couple of people have taken her from the rear, myself included. But she's never had an accident herself. And yesterday she did. She ran a red light and clipped a guy in the corner.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, she did. Now, the front of her, the passenger side of her car, the front is pretty bad.
Okay.
It was a low impact, maybe 20 miles an hour. And then the other people, they got they were crunched up a bit too. And then the
we're not even trying to lie about this at this point. We're just
Well, the thing about it is the police were on the scene very, very quickly and they said, "Look, what do you think?" And Judith went, "I went through a red light." So there was no coming back from that point. So she gets a fine and 3 points and is admitted liability and doesn't have to go to court or anything like that there.
Well, so a question. So you said 3 points. So how does your point system work on your driver's licenses?
Because points prizes, 12 points and you're out. If you get to 12, so generally if you're 12 points, you lose your license for, then you'll go to court for it and you'll challenge it. It could be 3 months, 6 months, a year.
So here's the funny thing, but I think you guys establish your points differently, obviously, because for us, I think it's 3 points and they pretty much will pull your license.
Okay.
Once you get 3 points on your license and your insurance goes through the freaking roof.
Yeah. Well, 3 points, you'll get for a minor infraction like this. It wasn't a serious, nobody was hurt.
Right.
3 points for a basic speeding.
Right.
So say you're 10% over the speed limit and they catch you. You're up to 3 points for that. If you were doing 60 miles per hour in a 30 miles per hour zone, you might get 6 points.
Right.
But so as soon as you hit 12, it's not over 12. As soon as you hit 12, you lost. Now
do they stack them by chance? So like if you were speeding 60 plus miles an hour and you get in a car accident, is that like, the car accident points plus the speeding. Okay. Yeah. They do that here all the time.
And there's not many speed cameras over here, fixed speed cameras. Like England, there's speed cameras everywhere, fixed ones, but not here. They're mostly policemen with hairdryers, you know, that sort of thing. But in theory, in England, it would be the same. You could lose your license in one morning or one day by going through three or four speed cameras and it could be gone.
Right.
The points stay on you, I think it's 5 years. I'm carrying three, and they're 4 years old now. At one point, I got to nine. Yeah.
Impressive.
I remember once, before points came into England long before they did over here. And usually when you got caught for speeding, no matter what the speeding was over here, you had to go to court. Small court, but you had to go to court. So I remember the last time I was in court for that, for speeding, and the judge was there going through my record, and it was like 17 years old, caught speeding at 21 years old, caught speeding three times, and he says, "Mr. Tate, what do you do for a living?" He says, "I'm a sales rep at the time, sales rep." He says, "I take it you assume that this is just one of the hazards of your job." So yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So look, thankfully no one was seriously hurt. The car get fixed. She's upset with herself. A bit pissed off. I'm a disaster. I've had enough. So we've had a nice...
force that properly.
I did. Useless guy. Because I've written down all the things that you're useless about. No, look, you know what? She does so much. And she really pushes herself hard. So I'm kind of... I'm not... it brings about... Do you know what? Here we go. Waffling here. Life is very, very much like a timer. Sand on top. Your sand is dwindling away into the bottom, and you can worry all you want about the sand in the bottom and what could have had, but it doesn't make a lot of difference dwelling on those things because the sand on the top is all we have. Right. That's all we have. It's hard to do it. I didn't expect her to be happy yesterday. So she's had a day of mourning and pissed offness, but now it's gone. I don't care about it. It's just physics. You know, our insurance will be a bit dearer, stuff like that. The kids probably won't get the new shoes that they really want, stuff like that. But it doesn't really matter. You know, the kids will probably not have the holiday that they really want. You know, but that stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I like to think of life like a soccer match or football match. It's, you know, you have your first half, your second half. There's time. And then... at the end of the match, depending upon the refs and what has happened over the course of that match, you're going to get extended time. You don't know how much it may be until you get into that moment in life. But there may be some extended time. There may not be some extended time. And
well,
once in a while, the game gets called early. because I took it.
It was quite a difficult day for me yesterday with all of this going on. And I have to admit, I took a few too many drugs yesterday. And and I kind of overdosed on Viagra. And Judith has taken it really hard.
Good man.
I'm sorry. That'll do. Oh yeah, one thing. Anybody? I don't want to get too technical, but I was editing video. We've done another one of Judith's story times, and it was this week was a story that I'd never heard of before. It was managed video. Sorry, let me just have a look. What was it called? The hand with the.
I will say this: the quality of the video has increased. You started getting proper settings. There's no longer Tupperware that's being used as part of the setting. It was properly well done. Almost stop animation type.
It's unbelievably crazy. So this was What the Lady Bird Heard. This is the third of these.
Okay.
And it had so many moving parts and so many angles and so many different bits and pieces. Anyway, so when editing that, video editing takes an awful lot of big file sizes.
Right.
And my SSD in this here was cramming at the hinges because nearly all my video files were there. So they're all off to the cloud now, and I'll just edit locally.
You should plug in an external hard drive.
I wanted to go one step further than that. Joshua said to me I should invest in a NAS server.
Okay.
So, local server about the size of one Xbox Series X,
right,
or that would be 1/8 of a PS5. So it's you can get them with like a single bay, or you plug in hard drives into these things, RAID or RAD and stuff like that. And he said, look, you have that. It still goes to the cloud. You can access it anywhere. It's like having your own OneDrive locally. I said, well, I don't really want, and you still like the cloud stuff for the backup because it saved my life, but I like the idea of being able to access really, really quickly video files there. So he's recommended like Synergy, a company called Synergy, and seemingly quite famous for these things. So anybody that has a wee bit of experience with a NAS local server, maybe Matt or somebody like that there might have some experience there. Would you let me know? Any recommendations would be appreciated.
I have no doubt our local community will have lots to say on this.
Some, not too much, hopefully. Just enough. No. Tell me which one.
You'll get way more than you want to know.
Tell me which one to buy. Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Plugs in.
What about you, Mr. DeLacy? What about you?
It's been quite the week. So I'm going to start backwards and go forwards, if you will. So yesterday we set out in the morning and redid all, or basically kind of our backyard in terms of... once winter is over, we will switch out. Like, we have a lot of black bark in our garden areas.
Thank you.
So we will rake that up and kind of get rid of the stuff that looks old and kind of, you know, washed out. It started to kind of look weathered, and we replace it with all new bark. And so that was really, you know, the impetus of yesterday. It was that planting a few new plants and just kind of making sure the backyard was set back up. We actually had a tree removed in the backyard, so that was part of also why we were redoing things. And my lower back is absolutely feeling yesterday. And it was partly because of that work, but then so in our lawn area, I am like, I have this issue with crabgrass weeds, and I see them and I instantly have to pull them. I kid you not. It doesn't matter if I see it, I have to pull it. I can't let it just go. So I ended up doing a lot of weed pulling on top of it all, and was not necessarily doing it the smartest way. I was just bending over kind of at the knees, at the waist. And so my lower back absolutely hated me for that. Then Friday, I got my
I'm just trying to work that out. So you bend over at the knees, at the waist. Are your knees?
A little bit of both. Mostly at the waist. That's why my lower back didn't like me so much. But, you know, I certainly, for the heavy stuff, would bend at the knees. But for the weed pulling, I'm just bending over at the waist. And you know, balls and snips. And then on top of that, Robin, I got the jab.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got my first vaccine shot on Friday. Okay. It was kind of funny because Thursday night, I got a notification from our Kaiser, who's my medical insurance.
Kaiser chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kaiser Sose. And they said, you know, hey, you can go make an appointment again if you want. And last time they sent me this notification, I looked up on the locations I could go. And the closest thing was like 45 plus minutes away. And I was like, I'm not driving that far to go get a shot. I could care less. I will wait for it to be closer to me because we have literally hospitals that are like 10 minutes from me that I could go to. But for some reason, they weren't offering it there. So this time around, it was being offered locally. So I drove over there, it was by appointment. So I had a 3 o'clock appointment. I show up, I walk in, and, you know, driver's license, insurance card.
Do you have ID?
Yeah.
I still don't think anybody, that's you, racist bastard. Do you have ID in America?
Yeah, no, they asked for ID to get the vaccine, but apparently we don't need it for voting. Go figure. But anyway, so within 2 minutes, I had my shot, and then they tell you to wait for 15 minutes if there's in case you feel anything.
Yeah.
The funniest part about that waiting.
Yeah.
For the 15 minutes, you're just like any little thing you feel, you're like, was that a symptom? Is that a symptom? Am I feeling hot? Mm-hmm. Am I feeling okay? I think I'm okay.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, because I asked, you know, do people collapse? And what they said to me was, the odd person has, generally it's been younger men, that would be
really?
You. Yeah, younger men, because they kind of get all stressed about it. They think it's going to be sore, and then the relief, and a few of them collapse.
Yeah. Now, no.
So we were also there this week. Glenn, who is my 17-year-old chap, right. Who has... So, severe learning difficulties, and he's a toddler,
right?
So we had him along, and of course you go into the entry of it, and the the sphincter police are there, the three of them, to check you in, and you have to get rid of your mask and put on one of their masks and wipe down your hands.
Really? Oh, we were not even close to that.
We have Jude and I have all our stuff. So they wanted Glenn to put a mask on. I went, not happening.
That ain't happened. Yeah.
And he says, no, we have to. We can't let you in unless he has a mask on. He says, look, he's profoundly disabled. He's walking here, but he ain't going to keep a mask on. Can you see his glasses? They're tied on with a strap. He will not.
Right.
So they had to go and go and go. I says, look, for goodness sake, come on. Be sensible.
Exactly. Be sensible. Sensible is lost on some of these.
Anyway, people. They got the point. So they got one of these. It was like a welding mask, like a
face shield,
a face shield thing. So he did it, stayed on, had to just sort of keep it down on him well. And then they got the hint, and then they rushed us through. And God bless him, he got his first jab. Okay. Now he'll get his next one in a few weeks' time.
Right.
And I don't think he'll maybe just be as keen the next time because he knows
the association of, yeah.
But that could, for us, him going there could have went two ways. It was either going to, I am not going in here, no way, and I am digging my heels in, and out we go. And I'm sure you know what I mean by that. And I told her as well, Kim, you get that? If they don't want to go to the shop, so Glenn would still be that way. And then the whole sitting down for 15 minutes, that wasn't going to happen. So we said, look, we'll stand outside the door and walk in the fresh air, and we'll walk around with him. So I stood outside and walked around Glenn in the one spot, trying to keep him occupied for 15 minutes. So, but I'm here. I'm glad you've got it. That's good.
I'll be honest. The only reason why I felt the urge to get it is because at some point in time I want to travel this year for a vacation. And it seems like that is going to be a big pain in the ass if you don't have it. So,
Look, do what? It's not crazy to say you have to have this. So when I've been to Africa or when I went out to Indonesia from business and different pizzas, you have to get malaria shots and you have to get all that stuff. And if you don't have those, you don't travel. So people just need to get over themselves a bit. This is a bit like, kind of need that stuff. And you look at what's going on in India at the moment, too.
They're having a hell of a time. We actually have a bunch of coworkers that are actually over based in India, and they've been talking about how bad it's been. And one of them actually has COVID right now, and he's getting through it, getting over it. But I mean, it's been rough going for them for sure.
No, it is really, really bad out there, and I'm not going to make light of it, but it's a massive country, you know, and we're seeing the very, very worst of that. I'm sure it's not, it's not as bad, but we're seeing the worst. So
if we go by numbers, the U.S. still is by far the worst. Although, mysteriously, China still seems to only have 80,000 infected.
That's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, moving on.
Sorry. Yes, you reminded me. So when you said about water and stuff, I wanted to talk. You reminded me, and I forgot to talk about it because I just finished it before I came out here.
Okay.
Do you remember the greatness that was Dolph Lundgren?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the greatness that was Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know the wonderful movies like Crimson Tide and The Hunt for Red October and how good they are and how accurate their submarines were and how wonderful the acting was?
Yes.
Doesn't really translate to those two guys in a movie called Blackwater from 2018 with Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme and the submarine. That's why we watched it. The submarine was a black site jail, okay?
Oh, and interesting.
You wake up and Jean-Claude Van Damme wakes up inside this cell and it just happens to be in a submarine. How will he escape? Dolph Lundgren happens to be in the cell next door to him and they're all disappeared. So
it's like a buddy cop movie except for their buddy prisoners.
No, not really. Dolph isn't in it that much. Anyway, that's a good premise. That's good.
Okay.
The sets, they were on a submarine at some point, but the sets, the last third is in the control room with a periscope and bits and pieces. I swear to God, they stuck a couple of 24-inch monitors on it with video looping off a radar screen. They had a couple of computer case fans stuck on the side of the walls and a few random buttons and a few printouts of gauges all over the place. It got really, 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 really bad. Again, I don't understand what the scores are. There's the Metacritic score. It's a red 16. Amazon scores, it had 4.5 stars out of 5. What? This is the worst submarine movie I have watched. It had a submarine in it one point. It had Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme, even though he'd done questionable Coors Lights videos or commercials. But we lose 2.5 pings because it was so fucking awful. So half a ping, it's a half a ping only, Priscilla. It really is. So don't watch Blackwater. I'm getting to the bottom of the sea as far as these submarines are concerned. So yes, but I still will forge on. There might be another hidden gem out there. Anyway,
your next movie's choices may need to shift into movies about the presidential plane, Air Force One. There's been several movies about that.
That's good. Yeah. Air Force One, which is good, of course, with Harrison Ford.
There's others. Executive Decision.
What was the one?
You just do movies about the President of the United States.
What was the one with Sylvester Stallone and they fly attach themselves to Air Force One?
It's not Sylvester Stallone. You're thinking of Executive Order.
Oh, but he's
Kurt Russell.
Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone dies at the start of it. Almost immediately.
It's Steven Seagal.
Yes.
And I remember I was actually going to bring this movie up specifically because I remember going to watch that. And at the time I was on the Steven Seagal kick. He was like the hotness. And,
oh, God.
And so, like, you know, he was doing all his action movies. And I was like, okay, Steven Seagal action movie. And he dies within like the first like 5 minutes. And I was like, what the hell? And then of course that was like Kurt Russell and Kurt Russell not in his heyday. It was in like some of his early prime where he was just getting to be super popular, but he had
the mullet.
Yeah, he had the mullet still, and he was making some of those kind of B-level almost A action movies. It's not a good movie, by the way.
What was the one? Well, okay, so I digress. We'll get to video games. So what was the one, if Tommy Lee Jones was in it, really dressed badly with a headband, and there was a girl with...
Yeah, tits. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's another Steven Seagal movie.
Under Siege?
I mean, he was the cook.
Under Siege.
Under Siege. Yep. Tommy Lee Jones, really, really, looking back at that now, regrets the wardrobe, because he was like something out of the White Village People. In it.
Oh, no, he reminded me of, there's a singer. Love
80s, 80s
keep
movies.
On rocking the free world. Who sings that?
Keep on what?
Oh, Neil Young.
Neil Young. Yep. That's who he reminds me of in that movie.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Anyway. So, real fast, just to round things out.
Sorry.
My wife then decided to make Jello shots on Friday night. This is in follow-up to making Jello shots for her work on Thursday night. And so we have had Jello shots like every night for the past 3 or 4 days.
You just
not complaining.
Them,
yeah, they're quite good. NFL draft was this past week, so I'm not going to say anything more than I've watched 3 days of basically just watching teams pick the players.
Sorry, I shredded my notes.
Couple movies. One I just rewatched this morning, a really good movie called Gridiron Gang with The Rock. Highly recommend this movie. It's actually based on a true story. Apparently there is a documentary about it called Mustang Football, I believe.
Sully? But,
yeah, it's a story of basically a juvenile detention facility developing a football program. Really good movie. And then a questionably good movie. I watched Mortal Kombat. Absolutely loved the special effects are top notch in this movie. Really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Which one? Is this the old one?
No, this is the brand new one. It's out on HBO Max right now. Just released last Friday. So it's on par with the original one. Acting levels vary from really decent too pretty bad, but they do a good job with the special effects, and some of the moments in the movie are great. Like the very opening scene in the movie is really well done, I thought, and I really enjoyed it, and I was like, oh wow, maybe this is going to be really great. And then the rest of the movie kind of plays out a little more what my original expectation was, which is middle of the road, high, you know, there's some highs, there's some lows. The guy that plays Kano, I forgot what his name is, but he does a great job. I really enjoyed his character in this movie.
So what was the one that was Jean-Claude Van Damme again? What wasn't?
That was Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. That was, yeah. Kylie Minogue. Was that right with her?
Yep.
Kylie Minogue, yep. The singer.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, it's good. It's worth the watch, especially if you're into video games. I think you will very much enjoy this. You know, it's right there with King Kong versus Godzilla. Some good moments, some not so good moments. Enjoyable popcorn action flick. You will have a couple squeal giddy moments of having some fun with it, and then there's going to be some moments where you're just like, "Oh my god, that was horribly bad." anyway, so that rounds out my kind of outside of video game stuff, and we can press on with the show, because I know we've been talking for quite a bit already about.
Do you realize how many movies Jean-Claude Van Damme has made? Holy crap!
He's made a lot.
I'm just looking at IMDb,
and not all of them good. So.
Most of them not good, for the record.
All right.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is not a good actor in the least. He is a good martial arts stunt guy. That's where he makes his living. Period. End of story.
Wow.
All right, Robin.
Anyway,
let's talk about video games.
Okay. Where is it?
There. It's
that one.
Yep, that one.
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser. All right, Kim. Speaking of losers, let's talk about the games that we pay for that we think are free.
Okay. For a minute, I thought he was calling me one. Anyway.
No, never.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's your free games for the month of March. Your Xbox games are Armello, which is available now to the end of the month. Dungeons 3, which will be available on May 16th. Lego Batman, which is available now, and Tropico 4, which will be available May 16th as well. So, of course, those are available for your Xbox One X, your Series X, and your Series S. So, have fun. Your PlayStation Plus games for May are Wreckfest, Drive Hard, Die Last for the PlayStation 5, Battlefield 5 for the PlayStation 4, and Stranded Deep for the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
I never heard of, but okay. Your Twitch Prime games for the month of May are Psychonauts, Cluster Truck, Gone Home, Titan Souls, High Hell, and I Hope. So, okay. And, yeah. Last but not least is Stadia Pro. I guess it's not last, actually. I have some Epic games, too. Eh. All right, Stadia Pro for May. We have Trine 4, The Nightmare Prince, Hotline Miami 2, The Wrong Number, and Floor Kids, whatever that may be. I don't know. Epic Games.
All 16 right. subscribers get that game for free.
Exactly. Huh. Epic Games. We have Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, which is available now through the 6th. And then on the 6th, we have Pine, and that'll be available the 6th through the 13th. So those are your free games for the month.
Okay. You know, I think it's been interesting, and we talk about this in our WhatsApp chat about the free game offerings, and PlayStation definitely has been pretty solid all of the past few months. Games with Gold seems like it absolutely is just they're doing what they have to do to get by. It doesn't feel like they are putting a lot of effort into Games with Gold anymore. Which
again, who cares, really? Because with Game Pass, who cares?
I think that's the thing. I think they are just doing what they have to do to get through because they've got Game Pass going on.
Although, to be fair, on this month, I would play Lego Batman and Armello and Dungeons 3. So that's better than,
better this month. Yeah.
Actually, all four of those for me because I actually happen to like Tropico as well. So.
I haven't played that one, so I wouldn't. Yeah.
It's a Philism type game.
Philism
game. I was going to say, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's talk about what we have been playing. Robin, let's start with you. I see Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Yeah, I'm still playing away. Again, because of the week it's been and shit like that, it has been kind of nutballs. But I love Assassin's Creed Rogue. It really is Black Flag with a bit more. As I said before, I don't like the Irish accents. But I do love the sailing around. And
Most of us don't like the Irish accents.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm just teasing, Robin. We love you.
Yeah. Was it how that did there? That was the thing of this week, which is the how that, it doesn't matter. I'll post more of it. How that did there? How did that get there? Anyway, do you know what? It's fun. It's good laugh. I love being a pirate. I love that role play part of it. The story is simple enough to follow. It jumps around a bit. There's not too much real life Abstergo stuff in it. There is still lots to do. But for me, it is the best part of it is the shippy bit. I like the shippy bit and the shanties swinging across from one boat to another.
That reminds me, Ubisoft was making a pirate game about pirate ships
for the longest
time. And then did they cancel that officially?
Was it called Black Sails or something like that? Wasn't it? Black Sails?
It was Black Sails, but I do recall.
Skull and Bones. I think it's still going on. I think.
So. It just is kind of fallen by the wayside, and I don't know if it's because they realized they needed to actually make a game beyond just sailing around and ship battling. I don't know. Just odd that we never saw it actually come to fruition. It seemed like it was pretty far along too. So
if you think about World of Ships, like the World of Tanks type thing, the PC thing. I mean, World of Ships. I think is that what it's called, isn't it? That has a really massive following, and pretty much. That's the most fun part of this. So it just, and that's that game. They just strip out the ship battles. You lots of upgrades like they do already in this thing here, and away you go. I've been playing Assassin's Creed Rogue. Now, one thing I'm really excited for, and I just have to check the dates. I think it's the 6th. Hey, Jason Teflon and others, Mass Effect.
Are you going to do the re?
Yeah, I bought it all. Yeah,
you bought it all. So, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if it's downloaded on my Xbox Series X, the thing that's about the eighth of the size of a PS5 that's sitting beside me here. I couldn't sit in my office here if I had a PS5 as well. It would take up too much room. So, I'm really looking forward to that. I really am. So, right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to get me gaming again for something I've played and completed.
I'm looking forward to getting into that. By the way, now that we were talking about the chat, let's give a quick shout out. Who's all in there? Let's give a howdy.
All right. So far, Boomer MD5 is in there. So,
star of the show!
Star of the show. That's it. So,
I'm working on his own jingle.
Pretty much.
Real quickly, Kim, let's talk about what you have been playing.
Okay, well, I just did look up Skull and Bones, and apparently it is still slated to be released sometime either this year or next. The earliest they thought was April of this year, but obviously that's come and gone, so...
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
So it is still expected to be released, so I guess we'll see.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
We'll see.
Alrighty, on to what I've been playing, which isn't a lot. His life, Robin. My life's been pretty busy as of late. So, my Switch game buying has not stopped, even though it should. But they had Letter Quest, which I played on the Xbox, which is a little like RPG letter game, spelling game.
Scrabble.
Yeah, a lot like Scrabble, and with RPG elements. They had it for like less than $3 for the Switch, and I like those type of games, like with the Scrabble and things like that. Yeah. So I picked it up for like $2.80 or something. So, okay. Hey, for me, that's a heck of a deal. I played that yesterday morning for a little bit on the Switch. And aside from that, Tony, of course, is here today. So we mostly played Minecraft Dungeons. So, and you've all heard me talk about that enough. I did get the Nether region, realm, whatever the fuck that's called, the newest DLC, you know.
Robin got the Nether region as well the other night.
I'll bet he did. So anyway the new DLC for Minecraft Dungeons, I got it today, so we played a little bit on that for the Xbox, and aside from that, that's pretty much about it. We kind of dipped into Children of Morta a little bit, but that wasn't really our thing, so
okay.
Yeah.
All right. For me, I'll start backwards, if you will. So MLB The Show 21, still playing quite a bit of that, enjoying my time with a baseball game on the Xbox. This is a game, if you are a baseball fan, absolutely, this is a must play for you. It's really...
If you're not a baseball fan, for God's sake, don't play it, because I don't want to hear you bitched about it later.
Exactly. If you're not a baseball fan, you have no interest in trying to learn about baseball, this is not going to be a game for you. Don't bother.
Right.
What's to learn? I mean, let me explain baseball, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
your explanation of baseball.
Guy who chews tobacco spits, and he gets 3 throws to throw at the guy with the bat. And if he doesn't, if it's a bad hit, he goes, "Wah!" And he gets 3 goes, he has to get a clean hit. And if he hits the ball and somebody catches the ball before it hits the ground, the whole team are out. Okay, that's that. And then if he hits the ball, he has to run around these 4 or 5 little pieces of concrete to make sure, and he gets all the way around, he gets 1 point. And he gets halfway around and stops. And he gets caught running between one and the other, the whole team are out, or he's out. But that's it. There's nothing complicated about it. So the guy with the bat has 3 goes. The guy that's throwing the ball has 3 goes. And he just has to try and run round to get 1 point. And I don't know, does he get half a point if he has to stop and start and stop and start? Or does he get a point if he gets all the way around all the time? Or does he only get the point if he does all at once?
I am amazed at how ridiculous that was. Just absolutely dumbfounded.
What? Is that like this?
All of the Americas understands baseball. Asia understands baseball, but apparently your small little island.
Okay. Is it not true that he gets the 3 goes? Strike 1. Absolutely. Strike 2.
Well, there's 3 strikes.
Yeah.
But that's not three goes.
So he has to have three goes, and if he doesn't have... No, not three goes. Yeah, he could have three bad throws. Like, he could miss one, miss the second one, hit the third one, but he can't...
There's balls and strikes. So if you get three strikes, you're out. But if you get four balls... Here we are again talking about balls. If you get four balls, then you are walked, and you automatically get on base. You go to these bases that are not made of concrete. They are soft.
They brush them, Darren. They brush them. How do they brush them? They're brushing everything.
Yeah, but the brush does not. No, they're like a rubber, soft material. They're plushy pillows, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But that's it. But no. When do they get the point? Do they get the point when they make it
they make it all the way around and they get back to home plate.
Do they have to do it in one go? Or can they just get a point if they stop?
They can go station to station from base to base, and as long as they get to home plate before
they get another
outs, before three outs have happened in the inning.
Three outs, fuck.
In the inning, think of it as, yeah, exactly.
Three outs. But that's anyway. It. But no, hold on. But the simplicity is...
Everything else was absolutely correct.
He has three goes to the ball.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he has to go all the way around to get a point.
Yep. I think this is the same rules for cricket, right?
We call it rounder. No, nothing to do with cricket. No.
Oh, okay. You call it rounders.
This is rounders. The baseball is called rounders. Only girls play it in this country. And they play it in like these knickers, pants, which are like...
What?
Just knickers and a t-shirt. That's all in school.
No, for us, that's...
We play this on the beach for a laugh.
Yeah. All right, moving on from MLB The Show. The game I do want to talk about, Second Extinction. I'm done talking about baseball.
And does the queen come down and go, must kill them?
That does happen in baseball, yes. Hey, let's talk about Second Extinction. This is a game I was actually kind of...
I have baseball sussed. I really do, so I'm happy about that now. Thanks.
Second Extinction just came out to Game Pass. It is in game preview, though, so it's interesting. So it's in Game Pass, but it's still a game preview game. So they will continue to develop it. I saw this at... How was it? E3? It was an E3 trailer from either a year or 2 years back. And I was loosely interested in it because it's a game about dinosaurs. So, it's got that Turok vibe to it. And so I was kind of like, okay. But graphically, it didn't look amazing. So I was kind of like, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. So graphically speaking, I think this game still falls in the, it's okay. This is not the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's not a Last of Us 2 level of quality graphically. But what I will say is this game plays and it's set up very much like Left 4 Dead in that it can be played single player or co-op experience, but it's about kind of missions. You have missions set up that you have to go out and, take on. And once you take on that mission, it's done. You get experience, and that goes towards upgrades. And just from like that gameplay mechanic right there just sets up the Left 4 Dead co-op experience. As you get into the game, I Turok comes to mind because there are dinosaurs, and it does have kind of a creepy vibe. And I know you're doing something, Robin. I'm just completely ignoring everything going on in the chat and all of that good stuff.
But no zombie dinosaurs, so I'm disappointed.
Yeah. It's not zombie dinosaurs yet. It could be. I don't know.
Missed opportunity.
It is absolutely a missed opportunity. there are dinosaurs, and it's funny because when I first start playing, I was coming up against a lot of raptors, and like, oh great, okay, this is what it's just going to be raptors.
Oh, cool. I'm looking at it now. It's brilliant.
Well, and I thought it was just going to be a game filled with raptors, but I got to one of the bases that I was supposed to try and do my mission, if you will, and it was not like there was a boss creature there, and it was cannot for the life of me remember the name of the dinosaur, but it's the ones that look like they're like a giant thorny turtle, but they have a huge tail with a big ball at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you kind of pick it up when I'm putting down. Well, that was, yeah, yep. That was the boss creature and absolutely kicked my ass. In fact, I could not, I multiple times I kept trying to complete this mission. I could not, I kept running out of ammo. And this is where co-op play comes in, because you can pick your loadouts. You can have, you basically can call in ammo drops or equipment drops. And I stupidly put equipment drops as one of my secondary abilities, not ammo. Ammo would have been by far the better choice here. Anyway, needless to say, it's fun. I've been enjoying my time with it.
Okay, question. How many people can play in co-op?
I think up to four. I think
okay.
I may have to
download it then.
Yeah. It also reminds me of the other co-op game we were playing a little bit, where it was wave-based. Kim, you played the heck out of this game. Robin, you played a ton of this game. I cannot for the life of me remember it.
Gears of War?
No. It was the free-to-play one, where it was set like in like an Egyptian type setting.
Oh, adventure.
Strange Brigade.
So it kind of has a little bit of that vibe to the setup.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of exploration. It is a big open world environment, so you can kind of go all over the map. There's not a set path. It's not linear at all. And I think you can outfit any character with any weapon set. And that's actually one of the things I really like about it, because I was afraid in other versions of these kinds of games, each character kind of has their set weapons and you can't change them out. So, you know, the character personalities are stuck to the loadouts. And this game, you can swap that out. So I picked, there's an old guy. He has kind of looks like a hunter. And he comes with a sniper rifle, but I thought because I was playing solo, I would ditch the sniper rifle and I'd go with the assault rifle. So I swapped that out. That was actually a pretty good choice for me, at least. But there's, you know, guys with mini guns, there's grenade launchers, and you can get upgrades to your weapons as well. As you progress, you learn, you gain experience. Experience will unlock additional things for your weapons. It's fun. And so far, so good. I've been enjoying my time with it. I think.
So, what do you do with tensile membranes?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Tensile membranes. When you shoot them, you collect tensile membranes. What do you do with them?
I don't know yet. I think that's probably some kind of upgrade. Monetary system. I don't know. I have not gotten that.
Yeah, this looks. This is all in all seriousness. This looks like a lot of fun with a few people.
I think it absolutely is designed for co-op. That I will say. And there's been some weird visual things, at least. And again, this is because it's in game preview, so I'm not being too harsh on it. But, it tells you to adjust the gamma, and so you see the logos barely visible. So I did that, but it made the game at times really dark. And I don't know if that's on purpose or if it's maybe there's just some gamma correction issues going on, because there were some weird lighting quirks to it. And sometimes I felt like there was a day-night cycle happening where it was starting to get a little bit lighter. But in retrospect, I think it's just because of where I was going to. Just had access to light, and so it was brighter than other areas. But I don't know. I'm going to play it more. I'm going to delve farther into it. I've been, like I said, enjoying my time with it so far. It's on Game Pass, so check it out.
Excellent.
And that's it. That is... Wow. That's me.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So let's dive into news. We also have a quick community update. Robin, why don't we read the quick email from Shannon, since it specifically involves Victories Achieved.
Yeah, well, you do that, because I'm doing
all right, I'll do it. Why not? Shannon Reifenberg. We also know him as Infected Psych. He had sent in a Victories Achieved for Stick It to the Man, playing on his Switch. That's also maybe something you should look into, Kim. Okay. Says, feel free to share on Twitter as you desire and put a chicken somewhere in the picture. So, Robin, I do anticipate we will put this up on our feed for Victory's Achievement for him. Put a little chicken in there somewhere. Give him a little love.
Yeah, I actually have the photograph on the screen right now, but it's upside down. There he is. Look at that gorgeous man. Look at that shiny head. That's a head that you should be proud of. He has got over the point of having to have hair transplants, Greg.
Yes, he has.
He doesn't have a wire brush with water like
you do. He does not.
Yeah. He wears that shiny head really well.
He does, and makes me further jealous. Not only is he wearing the shiny head with confidence, but he has a goatee that I could never grow.
Mm. Yeah. Good lad. Well done.
Very jealous.
Thanks for the emails. By the way, as you can send us emails at our email address. But the victory achieved, which we'll get to, we'll find out more ways you can send it in. So yeah. Cool.
Podcast at ocpod.com is, by the way, where you send that email.
The general
Yeah, I figured as much. News, Robin. News. We should talk about news.
Oh, I did touch it. Touch it more. Touch it again.
Here is the fucking news.
I would just like to point out real quick that I looked over at my Amazon Echo device, and it had a picture for Vietnamese shaking beef. I'm not sure. It just sounds weird. All right.
I would love some Vietnamese shaking beef right now.
I could go for it. It looked actually pretty tasty, I have to admit. All right. First up, for those of you who are big VR supporters, the good news is it looks like Facebook is the company you really should be backing. Facebook buys the studio behind the VR shooter Onward. So they're adding another developer to its growing Oculus Studio stable. They acquired the developer, and now it's the team behind the first-person shooter Onward. I think Facebook is here to stay. They are not. It looks like they are continuing to invest in VR, which is great for Quest owners.
Oh yeah, Quest great.
And it's interesting because I don't hear about Valve doing a lot of VR development anymore. It feels like Quest really has become, and I know Sony has plans of getting back into, the PS, VR as well, but Facebook really seems to be the ones right now. And I never thought that would be the case. I thought Facebook would be a flash in the pan and it would be somebody like Valve that was really going to push VR forward. But no, I think Facebook is the one to do it.
No, I haven't played Onward, but you can't say that it looks good because it looks like Call of Duty 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But that's not the point of this. It's the gameplay and the immersion of being in that world. And it's good enough, graphically, it's good enough for that. I'm just looking at watching it now. And it looks like a Modern Warfare 1 or even a PS2, I would even say.
Yeah, but again,
that's not the point. Physically, if you feel that way, feel that you're in the world.
Sure. If you look at a game like Tetris Effect, I mean, that's not graphically a powerhouse game. It's colorful, but again, it's the experience. And I think the important thing from this is just that Facebook is still investing in VR. You're getting that large company backing it, which I think VR needs.
I'm gonna try that.
Fall Guys, that is a game that is coming out to PS5 and PS4, I believe, in the next month, if I'm not mistaken. It is indefinitely delayed on Switch and the Xbox. So the story reads, Fall Guys won't be coming to Switch and Xbox this summer after all. Mediatonic is delaying the release of the Battle Royale game. Studio says that it expects those versions to make their way into the world basically fall timeframe, no pun intended.
I seen Joshua playing this on his PC a few months ago, and he was having lots of fun with his mates. It looks like that sort of plasticine character physics. It's a party game.
Yeah, definitely a party game. And the reason behind it apparently is because Mediatonic was bought by Epic Games last month. With the transition of being bought, I guess that has delayed their development cycle. And so ultimately they were, they were not far enough along with the Xbox and the Switch version. So they just felt we got to delay these. But like I said, the PlayStation 4 and PS5 versions will be coming. And then when it does come out to all platforms, it will be cross-play enabled. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it's on the sort of thing of gang beasts, that sort of sort of thing there. Yeah, and Among Us.
And Among Us, there you go. Hey, if you have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Ginger in Star Wars, you are in luck. There's going to be a PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S update that's going to arrive this summer. Now, that's beyond the patch they did that boosted the game frame rate to 60 frames per second that happened in January. This will actually be a number of technical improvements for the game, and it'll be free. So if you have it on PS4 and Xbox One, you'll be able to upgrade without fear, which is always nice. We always like that. Let's see. So here's a very interesting story. So Microsoft apparently is going to make a shift in their revenue split on games, starting with PC. So for the longest time, they have done the 70% model, where 70% goes to the creator, 30% goes to Microsoft, and that's pretty standard. Nintendo, Sony still do that. But Epic Games had transitioned away from that and gone to a 12% model, and Microsoft has announced they are going to start doing that as of August 1st for PC games. It will be a 12% share for the PC version in Microsoft. So think Windows. The notion is likely this will happen for console as well. They didn't announce anything for console at this point in time, but expect it to come. And I think this is a good move. I think, look, the more money developers can get, gaming has grown and become huge. I think maybe it is time for all of these companies to start maybe giving a little bit back to these developers, make them a little bit more sustainable with their revenue models. And hopefully these companies are not going to be like the Activisions of the world, where the executives make all the money and the developers that actually worked on the game are not nearly making as much. Next story, Sony has begun or officially will begin selling in China for the PlayStation 5. That will happen on May 15th. So the disc version will set buyers back basically $600 US. It's 3,899 CNY, which I don't know what that stands for. Chinese new money yen stuff. I don't know. Something like that. It's totally not right. The digital only version of the PS5 will only be $479 US. So, PS5 in China.
Yeah, I know. Like, they've already sold 7.8 million PS5s. Wow.
Yeah.
If you can find them.
Yeah, and that's the interesting. So that leads into the next story of this, obviously, which is Sony clearly has some stock happening, because if they're releasing in China, that would lend you to believe that they think the rest of the world is going to clear up in terms of stock issues. At least I would hope that would be the case. But they did announce they had sold 7.8 million PS5s already. Apparently 3.3 million of those came in January, or since January, I should say. So they're continuing to sell tons. It is on pace, or selling faster than the PS4 did at launch. So Sony is going gangbusters. And I think Sony, basically on the heels of this news, has kind of said that their plan to combat like Game Pass and in other innovations within the industry really is to stay the course. They're, if it ain't broke, why fix it? They are going to maintain their business models as they stand right now. And that is the foreseeable future for Sony, which, I mean, again, seems to be working just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But even still, I mean, I'm interested to see, where is all the hardware coming from? And I mean, can you now go out to your local Target and buy a PS5?
No, not at all. I haven't seen PS5s in stock anywhere. You hear the random story, a PS5 comes in stock. Xbox comes in stock, they all still sell out crazy fast.
Yes.
And Kim, you were keenly aware of this because you had been in the process of tracking down an Xbox Series X for quite a while.
Two of them, actually.
Yes. Well, you did successfully get one. Did you get the second one?
I haven't got the second one yet, no.
Okay.
No, I was close the other day on Microsoft, but just as soon as I got my PayPal and everything verified, was ready to go, ready to hit that buy button, I hit the button, and all of a sudden you got the pop-up that says, we're sorry, they're out of stock. It's like, son of a bitch. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully by summertime, this really will be kind of a non-issue for everybody.
Let's hope.
Speaking of issues, Epic apparently is deliberately keeping Fortnite off of the xCloud gaming service. So basically this little tidbit of information came out of a legal battle with Epic and Apple. But in the deposition, The Verge spotted that Joe Kreiner, Epic's vice president of business development, fielded a question about xCloud during the trial. He noted the decision to keep Fortnite off the service was a deliberate choice on the company's part. We viewed Microsoft's efforts with xCloud to be competitive with our PC offering, he said. Now, there was some additional information, but apparently it looked like it was an explanation further of why they were doing it, but that had been redacted from the documents. So we don't really have anything beyond that little tidbit. But it's interesting.
A bit bitchy.
Yeah, it is interesting also that Epic, of all people, you know, I wouldn't see cloud gaming as being a competitor, if you will, I guess. But maybe they see the future more than we do. I don't know. But yeah, so that rounded out kind of a slower week for news. So it's just some interesting little tidbits here and there for the news cycle. But, you know, I think we're in that time period also where things are going to be a little bit slow. There was a state of play, by the way, Sony state of play this past week.
That's right. Yeah.
It was like three games. I think Among Us was one of them. I forgot what the third one was. But Ratchet and Clank was the big showcase. Yes. And they showed off Ratchet and Clank. It looks fantastic. You know, Insomniac are amazing developers, especially with the Ratchet and Clank series. So they showed off like 15 minutes of gameplay. You know, they're showing off kind of all of the things that the SSD does and the ray tracing. It looks really impressive. That game looks gorgeous. Ratchet's eyes, they actually have ray tracing on the eyeballs. I mean, you could see it when they zoomed in, you could see some reflections there. So they've done a really bang up job with that game. It looks the business. And I should say also Returnal just launched out this past week.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of that. It looks pretty good, too.
It does look good. It is a roguelike game. So think of it as you have kind of your one life to live, so to speak. And if you don't reach to the checkpoints, similar to like a Demon's Souls, you get sent all the way back to the previous one. So while people have been loving it, visually, all the different bits and bobs to it look great and feel good, from what I understand. The one complaint I have heard is the difficulty level can be brutal. But I don't think that really will stop most of our gaming community from giving it a whirl. And I think it's worthy of giving a whirl. It's been getting like averages of like 9 out of 10s for it. So looks like it's going to be a great game for Sony.
Good.
Okay. New releases, Kim. What can we play coming up in the next week?
Alrighty. Your new releases for May 2nd through May 9th are... Sayuri, The Beginning, I think, for the PC on May 4th. The Colonists for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on May 4th as well. Skate City for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, and PC on May 6th. And I think the big one out of the list that I'm sure a lot of people are waiting for is Resident Evil Village for the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on May 7th as well. You know, that's the one with the big vampire. I assume she's a vampire lady that everybody's like having these weird like fantasies, I guess, about. Anyway. Yeah.
But
doesn't take much.
That's true. It doesn't.
I'm more interested in the werewolves. Does that say something about me?
Right? Well, no, not necessarily. Although I am glad to see they changed the ad up a little bit that's been on Twitter, because the last one they had with her, whatever she was doing, where they had it stopped at, it looked like she was doing something inappropriate. So, yeah.
Cool.
And apparently I wasn't the only person to notice this, because after I posted about it, there was other people that were coming out of the woodwork going, yeah, is she doing what we think she's doing? And she isn't, but they pretty much paused it at the wrong place.
Wrong time.
So, yeah. So anyway, that's your new releases for the week. And go forth. Okay. Play games.
Yeah, play games. I'm tempted by Resident Evil Village. I'm not the biggest scare fan.
Oh, no. Game,
but there's something about this with the werewolves that has me interested. I know.
Well, I'll there is a demo. So.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to check the demo out. Maybe I'll give the demo a whirl. And next show I'm on, I can report back how much I crap my
there
pants.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Minecraft Realm, by the way, just for those, we'll just throw it back out there. If you like the Minecraft, if you like building things in the Minecraft world, we have a Minecraft Realm for you to jump into. Reach out to Robin or Phil, Mark Wright.
People are playing it. They are doing it.
People are in there playing and making stuff. And that's Minecraft. Anyway.
Yep.
Robin, victories achieved. We know one person that had a victories achieved.
And that's actually about it this week, believe it or not. There's two. And victory achieved is you just finish games and then you send up in a tweet to at OC underscore podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. And you get entered into a draw to win money, 15 quid sterling or $20. And that's fabulous. That's all you have to do. Once every 3 months, we make a draw. And this week, the people that finished games, Fletch, Daniel, he finished Marvel Avengers, taking him a long time to do it. And Infected Psych, he finished Stick It to the Man. And I love Stick It to the Man. It's a great game. It's really good fun. So well done, you guys. And for that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Yeah, see, I didn't stick a dig at Greg this week at all for that noise.
I'm proud of you.
It was vanilla. I've turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Right.
Fake news. All right. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening to the show. We will be back next week in some fashion or another. We will cobble together a show. And you can join us live on Twitch. You can watch us on YouTube. You can also check us out. We have a Facebook page. So that's always a thing. fb.ocpod.com. Check it out there. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. Twitch. You can follow us on Twitch too. But on Twitter, we are at OC underscore podcast. Always a good time on Twitter. With all the volatility and negativity of Twitter, we are a beacon of brightness and shining brightness and hope.
Right?
Yeah, not really. All right.
Well, I am.
With
so
that all said, let's do some shout outs. We'll make this a quick show.
It's all right. It's an hour and a half.
It's average time. It's nothing crazy. Nothing out of the ordinary. But Kim, why don't you start us off? Shout outs.
All right. I'm going to shout out our chat again, which of course is Boomer today. And I also want to shout out somebody else, James Bevan, who I mistakenly thought was Joystick J. He is not Joystick J. Yes, I was told.
More fake news.
And So that's probably why he didn't show up this weekend, because I think I've called him Joystick J twice now. And so I'm sorry, James Bevan. I apologize. And come back to the chat. Other than that, it's the first of the month, so you know what that means.
Goodness, yeah. We gotta do that.
Right. I know, it's creeping up on us. So for this month's Pecs and Pussy, we have Richard and Billy. I have no idea who is who, so, you know, figure it out for yourself.
Was the Tiger King?
I would like to know, Kim, is that really the name of the calendar series? Is Pecs
and Pussy? No. Oh. It's the Australian Firefighters calendar.
Dick and Bill.
PP. I think we stick with that, though.
Right. And for our mall cosplay for the month, we have V from Cyberpunk. So,
all right.
Yeah. So, Anyway, there's that. Other than that, shout out to you guys. Hopefully you all have a good week. Hopefully you have nice weather wherever you are. And over to Robin.
I have to shout out Kitchen 16. Holy crap. It's a little restaurant in the village, and they put a cargo container at the back, and they're doing wood-fired pizzas. And how I got to know them was they're putting in another cargo container to do ice cream. And they bought some ice cream machinery and donuts and bubble waffles. They're opening this week. Anyway, we ordered some pizzas from their beautiful big stone-fired pizza, and they also ordered some chili nachos. Fucking hell. Fuck me. I want the chili nachos. Wow. Wow. So if you're in a hotel you're outside Ballymena in Northern Ireland or Northern Mexico, order from Kitchen 16. It's fabulous. Really, really good. Yeah, to all our buddies that haven't been around, Phil and family, and of course, Mark, for fuck's sake, answer your phone, right? And, you know, we're thinking about you guys. To the old fella that is Pete Chin, who's in his bed right now. Playing with his mongoose. Do you know what? At least the mongoose appeared tonight. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Love to do this. It's fun. And Greg, take me to bed or lose me forever.
Fair enough. Shout out to the two of you for making the show. Of course, it's always a good time. Always fun. Shout out to the listeners. As Kim said, you know, we appreciate everybody that does listen to the show, even if it's not live. We know you are out there. You're not alone. We're here for you. So if you ever need somebody to talk to, as I say each and every time, please call Robin. On that note, I want to shout out my wife because she's awesome. She made great Jello shots, and I'm now thinking I'm going to have one as we get off the show. So, Robin, I think we can call this a show. I think we can wrap things up and say, please come back next week, people. We'll be here again. We'll have some fun. We'll talk games.
Bye, people.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.